Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
How are you? Okay, there is more to your life than this. There is more to your life than this. Say to yourself, there is more to my life than this. No, I'm not hearing, I'm not taking it. Say it again. You are not saying it. You don't understand. There is more to my life than this. This cannot be the end of my life. This is not even the best of my life. Oh yeah, if you believe it, say a big amen now. Amen. This message, I'm going to be teaching you and showing from the Word of God that this is not the best of your life. Though we thank God for where you are. And I'm going to be showing you from this scripture, from this message, that there's still a place God is taking you to. This microphone, you are... Stop making this thing do moo moo. You are making me angry. There's a place God is taking you to, and I want to let you know that you will get there. Amen. Number two assignment I have here: what you are going to do to get there. The Lord will be exposing them, and I will be calling 10 prayer points that you have to pray. So this prayer point must be noted. Either you have to go back and watch it on YouTube or Facebook and pray this prayer. Because this is not the best. This is not the end of your life. Whether you are in pain or you are in gain, whether you are backward or forward, there is something that is still coming that is bigger than whatever you are experiencing now. If you are the one I am praying for, let me hear your only amen. Life can be compared to a journey. Listen. Life can be compared to what? A journey. Some people in the journey of their life. Any of you here that is on the wrong journey, today, the Lord will change your course to the right place in the name of Jesus. So as you are going on the journey, you felt that this place is attractive and you stay there. Let me show you that kind of people that are there, and so I can know how to pray. Come. Genesis 19, 17 to 26. I met a man of God some time ago. And when we met, he really suffered. See, when you're in your location, let me tell you, you might not have everything, but you know what? You can't suffer. And I taught you that location is superior than anointing. And that day, some of my pastors and everybody started saying, Baba, I said, shush. You might be anointed and you're in the wrong location, you are going to be hungry. But when you're in the right location, if you are not anointed, you will be sustained. So I told this man of God, what are you doing in this land? This is not where God says you should go. There is still a place. He said, when he got to that place, he met his father-in-law. And his father-in-law gave him a land. Now stay there. Let me show you this now. Follow me. Follow me. Father, please open your eyes to see the truth. Genesis 19, 17 to 26. Look at it. As soon as they have brought them out, angel of God came to that land, Sodom and Gomorrah, to destroy it. And they brought them out. Two angels brought Lot and his family out. One of them said, flee for your life. Look at him. Instruction of his life. Don't look back. Don't even bother to stop anywhere we are in a plane. Flee to where? So that was his location. If you are here today and you are suffering because you are in a wrong location, I am not threatening you leaving this church to a greater place. God will take you from where you are to where you are supposed to be. Amen. Your amen is very cockroach. I said God will take you to a greater level in the name of Jesus. Amen. Continue. So instruction was go to where? The mountain. Don't stop. Yeah? Verse 18. But Lot said to them, no, my lords. Please. Your servant has found favor in your life, in your eyes already. And you showed me great kindness to me in sparing my life. But I cannot flee to the mountain. This disaster will overtake me. Which disaster? You are saved already. Keep moving. He said, oh, in goodbye. Next verse. Look. Lord was still talking to them. Here is a town. Near enough for me to run to. If you are here, you are diverted. Today, you will not be a loser. You are living in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Here is a town, and it is very small. Let me run into it. It is very small. Isn't it? Then my life will be spared. He said to him, hey, very well. That is permissive. Be careful of permissive. Not even out of the will. Not even, this is not the will of God. Permissive, 50-50. I will grant this request too. I will not overthrow the town. A beautiful location is different from a divine location. Did you hear what I said? What did I say? A beautiful location is different from a divine location. I want to show you. But flee there quickly. Permissive. Because I cannot do anything until you reach it. That is why they call the name of the town. So, verse 23. By the time Lot reached Zorah, the sun had risen over the land. Then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of heavens. Next verse. Thus overthrew those cities and the entire where? Where they say should run to? Including all those living in the cities and also the vegetation in the land. And Lot's wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt. Verse 26. Lot's wife looked back. Lot, in this journey, chose a land that was attractive. And he lost his wife. That was his beginning of his downfall. Remember what his daughter did to him? His daughter raped him. And they gave birth to 1, 2 child children like that. Okay. If you are here, your life journey already has gone to a beautiful location instead of divine location. I want to pray for you. It will cost you 3 amen. Because you are here today, the Lord will wake you up and take you to your divine location in the name of Jesus. One, two. That pastor I told you. So I told him, I said, the Lord said, this is not the place. He said, he knows. So I took my papers I used to do and I wrote down the place. I turned it. I said, where God says you should go? I said, take. Do you know till today he didn't live until he died? You know him now. Taller than you, little and black. I want to pray for you again. There is more to your life than where you are. No, they think you are there or you go die there. Somebody saying, I am moving. May you not settle for less in life. I've prayed the prayer already. Some of you did not pick it. I said, may you never settle for attractive over divine in the name of Jesus. Amen. Number 2. I'll give you 4 possibilities. And consider them. It is also possible that in the journey of life, your co-traveler Look at me. Your co-traveler might be your father. Look at me. Your co-traveler might be your brother. Your co-traveler might be your friend, not your wife. Because you and your wife must be in the same place. Now look at it. Your co-traveler decide to stop. That this is a good location. Look at me. And you join them there. Wahala. Let me show you that one. Genesis 11, 31, 32. Any loss in your life because of mistake, mercy turn your loss to miracle. Genesis 11, 31. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai's daughter-in-law, his son's Abram's wife, and they went with them from Ur of Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. Look at, to the land of where? To the land of where? And when they got to Haran, finish it for me, they did what? Where did God send Abraham? Canaan. But when they got to Haran, they said, next verse, verse 32, verse 32, go. And the days of Terah were 200, and he did what? He fight there. After he died, God came back to Abraham. Oh boy! This is not where I said you should say. Look at it. Genesis 12, verse 1. Look at it. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of the country, and from the kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land. He took the death of his father before he realized that he was in the wrong location. Stretch your hand to the altar, to this place. Let me pray for you. Stretch it to this altar. Let me pray for you. By the power in the blood of Jesus, any loss or losses in your life, in fact, I pray like this. You will no longer have losses that will make you wake up in the name of Jesus. Amen. You will not choose Haran over Canaan in the name of Jesus. Amen. May you not settle for less in life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody say, I will get there in the name of Jesus. Amen. Say after me, there is more to life about me. Man, this is not the end of my life. I cannot continue my life like this. Shout a big amen. Yeah. Your life is better than what it is now. But you must know how you will go your life journey. That is why your way is not my way. Your location is not my location. Because you are there, the storm has come and move with you there. You must know all these things. We have this, my sister is there. You want to stay around them. Yes, it's family, but it's not right. No vessel, because you're already eyeing me. I just came to preach and to show you something in life. There's a place you are going to, you will get there. Amen. I have left jobs. I have moved out of relationships to get to where I am today. I have rejected opportunities and platforms. I've been told to stay in some countries. In fact, some people are not talking to me again now because they believe that you not stay. I remember my lawyer calling me from Belgium that, are you? I cannot lie, you don't want to stay in Belgium? Mm-mm, I know they stay. My children can come. I would have stayed somewhere and be collecting stupid money, and that would have been all about my life. Died with small meagre salary. But no, I have influenced people more than whatever my generation can bear. And there's somebody here looking at me now. Where you are now is just a passage. Don't settle for less, because you are still going places. This prayer is going for you. If you will say amen, you will get there. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. But it is written, I have not seen. Are you there? Not here, heard. It has not even come to the heart of men. The things, the plans that God has are prepared for you. Can I pray for you? Every good thing God has prepared for you, you will not use your hand to scatter it. Yeah. That amen is not good, though. You will not use your hand to scatter it in the name of Jesus Christ. Go a little bit forward. You might need to acquire knowledge. You might need to break some relationship. Benny, You might need to take some steps and risk just because of where you are going to. You will not have to shed blood. You will not have to step on toes deliberately. But there are some actions you'll have to take for you to get there. Every closed brain is open right now. Every closed heart is open right now. Every closed eyes is open right now. Anybody under a spell, you are delivered right now. If you are the one that I pray for, let me hear your biggest amen.
Amen.
Number three, life is a journey. Another set of people, the vehicle of your journey might break down. The vehicle of your journey, if it's a dream like Joseph, the Bible said the same dream put him in trouble. No, be so. Mm-hmm. And they put him inside pit, from pit, Pharaoh's house, then prison. But the same dream brought him out. I want to pray for you. Look at me. When a child is going to be a lawyer, when the battle is going to come, it will affect his brain. When a child is going to be an athlete, when a battle is coming, it's going to affect his leg. Benny. When a child is going to be a musician, when the battle is coming, it's going to affect his voice. The enemy goes for your vehicle, destiny vehicle. If you are here now, you might be suffering now because the vehicle of your destiny has broken down. Can I pray for you? Stretch your hand to this place. Let me pray for you. What I'm doing for you is more than prophecy. If they have tampered with the vehicle of your destiny, let the angels of God repair that vehicle now. Look at me. I said, let the angel of God repair this vehicle now in the name of Jesus. Whatever supposed to take you to a great place, but the enemy has frustrated you. You are angry. You have given up. Angels, oh, you have work on it. Repair it. Put it back online in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessings. Sit down. Now, if your vehicle of destiny is like me now, that God called to do this work. Some time ago, I called up my pastor. Said, no more counseling. I came to say, no more counseling. Discouraged and frustrated. How many pastors do this counseling themselves? I'm not doing it again. And the Lord said to me, you sure of what you said? Yeah, I'm doing counseling like mad. Even on net, on WhatsApp, on OneUp. Maybe you are here now. That good thing God has given to you, people have frustrated it. And you are tired. I'm done. I'm not going to help anybody again. Now I will not bring anybody to my house. I will not. When you close your eyes like this, look at me. You will not know where your helper will pass. You understand now? When you close your eyes, oh no, what is true me? No. I'm 58. I'm not taking. It is this, that same thing that people frustrated you. It's that same thing God will use to do what? Celebrate you. Then, Mama, buying salt, you know, share you. And this same job, God has lifted me and celebrated me. So I count my losses and I thank God again for all the good things He has done for me. Can I pray for you? You are not ready here. Can I pray for you?
Yes,
I feel pray for you.
Yes,
you will not use your hand to reject your vehicle again in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
By now, each and one should know your vehicle. We gave a particular brother money twice to go to is it music school studio. He came back frustrated. I said, you are so sing in your language. God said, sing in your language. The idiot is under a bridge singing. I know you are the mentor there. Play my video for him. He will be 62 before he realizes. At your age, you don't know your vehicle till today. Oh, more vehicle till today. Some people, their vehicle is to sing. but they prefer to sing on the net. Don't tell me your own work is to twerk. So say, I'm receiving. That's what I'm preaching here. Eh? This is my own work. Wake me up at midnight. I was not supposed to come to church on Sunday. I have sent a message to you, yes, Abby. Yes. But before you knew, you saw me at your back. Yes. Why? Because it's my vehicle. Even if I'm tired, something will tell me, go and do it. It's my vehicle. That's a vehicle. People will call you names. People will suspect you. People will frustrate you. All for you to pack up that vehicle. Look at me. Don't pack it up. Don't do what? The people I have invested so much in, that God was even telling me where their kidney and everything is, they are the ones that disgrace me the most. Yes, still, I cannot pack up this vehicle. Maybe you are tired now and you are saying, I'm done. You better don't be done, because when we send 180 students to school, we say we are not doing it again. We are still doing it. In fact, this one, we are the one that picked them. You, oh yeah, while I was in school. While I was school. Why? Because it is my vehicle. I pray for you. Whatever vehicle of your life that has been tampered with, or any of our children that they have tampered with their vehicle, the Bible says, for we are his workmanship. The Bible made me to understand that God has a workshop. Let that vehicle be parked in God's workshop and repaired in the name of Jesus. Stop the good things you are doing, because that same good thing is what will make people to celebrate you. Somebody say, I hear you. Yes, I sent something, I posted something, and I sent to my pastor. Be ready to lose anybody. Anybody. Would you cast people like, I'm gonna be telling you, she hates you, and she'll be looking at you like this. Be ready to lose anybody, but continue to do the right thing. Continue to do the right thing. There's a level you get to, anybody that walk out of your life is their loss. Because you have done your best. You have not cheated them. Let me go to the 41. Time is going. So if you are here, you are tired. Don't be tired. Joseph did not give up. Don't give up. Surely you met your friend and said, go to school. Even if you are dying in that school, finish it. Because your end will speak louder. Let me show you another one. 1 Kings 17:1. Maybe you are here, your journey is very rough. Your journey is very difficult. And you are fed up. Don't forget, I'm showing you 1 Kings 17 now. I started with a journey of diversion to the wrong place. And another one, staying where your family or your friends stayed. All the vehicle has been tampered with. This one, the journey is rough. There is more to your life than this. It's tough, but there is more to your life than this. Your life is not complicated. Your life is a special specimen. And Elijah, Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, that was the first time we heard of Elijah, said unto him, as the Lord God of Israel, for whom I stand, there shall be no dew. When they say no dew, nothing that looks like hail, nothing that looks like cloud. When there's no dew, there can't be rain. He said, for this years. Now, this man of God was the first person we saw using skin, animal skin as belt. Then, his life was a very complicated life. But he decided to follow God. And he prophesied. Because of the prophecy, Jezebel said to him that I will cut off your ear. Remember? Yes, sir. And he said, Jezebel has killed so many people. So Jezebel will come and kill him. And he was tired. Anyone here tired? Oh yeah. Receive the shot of courage again in the name of Jesus. Yes. You and I know that nothing killed Elijah. Elijah did what? He went to be with the Lord. What they are saying about you is not what is going to happen. Amen. Oh my God. Are you here? The witches are threatening you. Listen to me. I declare you will see their end. Was recently I removed all the threats, text messages I received. When we are moving here, come and see what nonsense people are sending to me. you are illusional, you are stupid, you are doing. I didn't even show it to my family. So you can say you want to leave this big auditorium to a small place. You are a disappointment. You are disgusting. I didn't answer them. But you know what? I traced each of their numbers so I knew them. Because you have to know. I told you, find your enemies. Leave that one. Don't worry. It's not for today. Find the most unseen. So I traced each and every one of them. I marked them. I saved their name. And one by one, I watched them go down. There is a place you are going to. See, this one let me move past yourself. Nothing will stop you, you will get there. Forget about what people are saying. See, the witch threatened Elijah. But that witch did not see the end of Elijah. Shamefully pray for him. If Jezebel did not see the end of Elijah, oh my God, your enemy will not see your end in the name of Jesus. God says, I should tell you, you are not yet there, but you will get there in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you. I said, you will get there in the name of Jesus. Well, your journey will not be terminated. Did Jezebel terminate the journey of Elijah? No. Your bed, I pray for you. Your Jezebel will not terminate your journey. I'm telling you, sir. Did Jezebel finish Elijah? Your Jezebel will not finish you in the name of Jesus Christ. I am asking somebody here, are you tired already? Don't be tired. There's a place, sit down, there's a place you are going to. I told you of a particular man, his prophet told him, he find out, go into transportation. So he went to transportation. And he bought five Serena buses. Serena, those beautiful, luxurious cars. And he started. And in 1 year, he lost 3 buses. So he said, no, this is not God. So somebody sent him, and when he came, and he said, sir, please, I want to know my purpose. So I picked my pen, and I said, and number one was transportation. Number two, you are going to be a man of God. When I finished, he said, not again. I said, what is not again? He said, this is what I did, I lost. I said, that is what you go back and do. The enemy knows that when you are in it, there's going to be trouble. You are going to go back into it. He said, so my pastor was right. I said, Ben, your pastor was right. Go back and do it. Are you here? God has spoken to you. Your man of God has spoken to you. But resistance too much. Toss here the Lord. The angels of God, bulldoze, remove, swallow all your wicked resistance in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you on top of your head. It does not matter what it costs others to get there. By fire, by force, by thunder, you will get there. Amen. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your loudest amen here. Amen. I want to pray more for you. I remove enchantment from your way. Amen. I remove divination from your way. Amen. I remove spells from your way. Amen. I remove demons from your way. Amen. I remove delay from your way. Are you sure you are here? I said, I remove delay from your way. I remove shame from your way. If you are one and pray for, shout three amen and pack your blessings. Sit down, but don't go down. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts I have for you. This passage, he said, it's a thought of peace, not evil. Look at, to give an expectation, between where you are and your end, you will hear where. But listen to me, you will get there.
Amen.
May your journey end peacefully.
Amen.
Let me face here. May your journey end well.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you. May your journey never end halfway.
Amen.
Every evil on your journey, may the Lord remove them for you.
Amen.
Your expected end shall be attained.
Amen.
1 Samuel 16:13. When David was anointed king over Israel, and Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, look at it. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went. David was thinking, immediately he was anointed here, he would just become king. Ta-da! Now, so be.
No.
David was in the bush before and used to sleep at home. He's now sleeping in the cave. if you are the one anointed and you are not sincere, this oil, this oil is a bad oil, this oil. You begin to look for how you remove the oil. This pastor is a liar. Since the day and you anointed me, it's from frying pan to fire. David was anointed but did not become king in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Go and check 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. Go and check it. 8 years, 9 years. I am tired of it. Let God just answer me. I'm just tired. Let God just answer me. Let God just. I am. Oh, Timon, welcome. Timon, welcome. You will get there. Amen. But you must learn what I'm showing you now. You must be strong to face the battle of your life and say to yourself, this is not the end. This is not my end. There's more to my life than this. There's still coming breakthrough. You have to be optimistic that this, you cannot die in this level. A door will open, especially when you have served God, especially when you have obeyed God, especially when you have done all He said you should do. Benny, and God's instruction is not comfortable, Benny. But later, and Saul made a mistake. He shouldn't have pursued David now. If I was Saul, I would just stay and be enjoying my life. He died, and eventually David got there. There is a David here this morning. You have been anointed to be great. Word has come, you will be great. But what you are seeing is opposite of greatness. And I prophesy upon your head, the Lord that ended the season of Saul and put David there will turn the table and put you where you belong in the name of Jesus. The prophecy of David eventually come to pass. I am praying for you. Your prophecy will eventually come to pass in the name of Jesus. I'm still praying for you by the power and the blood of Jesus. David did not die as a premature king. Hey, you will not die prematurely on the way in the name of Jesus. Oh, David, we didn't say that, but he didn't get there. No. He got there. Mention your name for me. I want to pray for you. By fire, by thunder, you will get there. Yeah. Thank you, precious Lord. Sit down, but don't go down. Let me give you the last one. Most of you have been prepared to sit on the throne. Remember Psalm 23? Before you get there, say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Some of you are not even in the valley of the shadow yet. You are still eating. God is sustaining you. Look at me. When God is done with you, no, be no food. But God is sustaining you, feeding you, because He's taking you there. Somebody say, I will get there. Amen. Your throne is not empty. And the Lord said, this is the land I promise you. And then say, there are people there say, go and fight for it. You don't want to fight for it. You don't want to fight for it. What God has promised you is not empty. There will be fighting. Blessed be the Lord my God who teaches my hand to fight war. You'll be fighting. Don't be lazy. That fight itself, just be involved. God is the one that will fight for you. You will not be a failure. Amen. Keep it for your pocket too. I say you will not be a failure. A person, listen to me now. God has prepared you to be great. And what you are seeing is opposite. Forget about what you are seeing. Remember what you have been told. Hey. Now listen to me now. Remember what? And Jesus, let us cross over to the other side. There was storm. But storm did not stop them. The storm in your way will not stop you. You will get there. Amen. Let me show you one more. There's a particular woman called Naomi. And that's why all ladies, please pray for your husband. That they will not take stupid decisions. And Naomi and the husband, Elimelech, am I correct? Elimelech. He carried his family from the house of bread. And he took them to another place. The Bible says Elimelech died. See? His two sons did what? They died. Leaving Naomi and two daughter-in-laws. Between you and I, Naomi's own is finished now. Look at the stupid journey they went. And Naomi said, I'm going back to Canaan just to so that I would die, so that she would die among her people. Eh? But this woman decided she's not going. Ruth, am I correct? The other one kissed and left. This Naomi later became a grandmother. Oh, you are here thinking your life is over. Because you are hearing this voice and this message. It's not over for you. You will still shine and reign again in the name of Jesus. God has a plan for her. Thank God she realized her mistake. She later became the grandmother of a child called Jesse, the father of David, coming from a genealogy of Jesus. What an irony. And somebody is looking at you now thinking that you are finished. God is working something out for you. There's more to your life than this. Say, there's more to my life than this. No, you're not saying it. You're not saying it. Somebody here, I pray for you, say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, your past years shall never be remembered.
Amen.
Told you I was preaching in Germany, and they said to me, sir, don't preach this thing again. You don't look like what you have passed through. Ah, he said, sir, it refreshes you. Don't say what you have passed through. Benny, I want to pray for you very soon. Your past pain will not fit in into your testimony again in the name of Jesus Christ. This is only for 105 people. Sweeter and better days are ahead of you. Oh my God. This is for 150 people. I said, testimonials and breakthrough days are ahead of you in the name of Jesus. Somebody here, you have been praying, when will I meet my boss? When will I meet my helper? Wherever your helper is or are, the Lord will arrange the meeting for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody here, you are crying, the Lord says, I should tell you, I will console you.
Amen.
Anybody there, you feel you have been delayed, you are supposed to be married, I am 34, I am 38. Thus say the Lord, in the book of God, there is no delay. God will work it out for you and bridge the gap between you and your age in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hannah waited for 20 years but gave birth to Samuel. Do you remember?
Yes, sir.
Sarah waited for 60 years but gave birth to Isaac. For how many years have you been waiting? I pray for you. All your waiting period, God will compensate them and bring you great wealth and testimony in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
if you are the one I'm praying for, let me hear your loudest amen now. Let me show you what to do. These things, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, don't forget number 1, develop a strong prayer life. This is not it for you. This is not over for you. Don't forget this. I'll show you 5 things to do and 10 prayers to pray. Please remember this as a template in your life. If you are here and you cannot pray, you are finished. Somebody said yesterday, I was listening. He said, if you are how old? If you are 16 or 28 years, if you are 21 years and you cannot speak in tongues for 6 hours, your wound is finished. And one of the members said, no, that was 2018 when Papa said, he said, now you have to speak in tongues for 10 hours. Who are you deceiving? Jesus said, you cannot wash with me for what? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for Jesus. And when we, they will have destroyed somebody's life. Please, if you cannot pray, permit me to tell you, you are finished. Every minute of your life, once you remember, do what? Pray. Just pray. I've taught you, remove the tithe of your day. The tithe of your day is 2 hours 45 minutes. So how do I do it? Use 1 hour in the morning. Use 45 in the afternoon. Use 1 hour at night. Don't forget. The day is 45 hours. See? The tithe of it is what? 2 hours 45 minutes. So 2 hours 45 minutes. Remove 1 hour in the morning. 1 hour at night. In the afternoon, do what? 45. How do I do it? Between that 1 hour, praise and worship can take 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Eh? Divide it well. Afternoon, find time. Divide it well. At night, divide it well. Let me tell you, if you remember what I'm telling you now, look, remove the tithe of your day. Remove what?
Tithe.
Hey, Master. Because I said tithe. You don't want to hear anything tithe, Abby? Remove what? Don't forget it. You are not there yet. You will get there, but what do I do? A strong prayer life. Sometimes I finish praying for people. I want to go into my room to rest. God will say, pray small now. Pray small now. You are sleeping there again. So I'll begin to pray again. I will not sit down. I'll begin to pray. Number two. I'm showing you what to do. This is not it for you. No matter who has come against you. No matter who is fighting you. Who has fought you. Let me tell you the caliber of people that has fought me in life. And you know what? I am still standing. And they are down. It's only for one of you. They will go down for you. Number two, stay rooted in the word of God. Anything I preach to you here, when you get home, carry Bible and do what? Check again. Whether this man don't confuse person. Number three, seek accountability and fellowship. Be accountable. Don't lose fellowship. Don't disconnect yourself and operate alone. You cannot survive alone. Be connected to the people of God. Number four. Embrace the heart of worship and praise. Embrace life of worship and praise. When last did you kneel down and praise God in your life? When last? I can kneel down with anything. When last did you kneel down and praise God? No. When last did you kneel down? Did you kneel down with your knee and praise God and worship Him? I was invited to preach somewhere and the choir wanted to kill me. When this lady started worshiping God, this was the song she was singing. Wakando Oya no me mufo Wakando Oye ne se ne fi. Be laughing at Wakando Wayana so mufo. What should you do?
Wakando.
I didn't know when I was on my knees. It was while on my knees, God was telling me things happening in that church. I carried my pen, I started writing. When last did you kneel down? Say, maybe they will see me. No, what concern me with you? See me now? Are you the one paying my bills? When last did you kneel down? The only thing God cannot do for Himself is worship. For God seek worshiper that will serve Him in spirit and in truth. But that worship you cannot. But when president come here now, all of us be shaking after him. Benny, you are deceiving yourself. Worship.
I will worship you. Love you forever. Because
when last did you finish eating? You thought you are the one that provided the money. I said, Father, I thank you for this food. I didn't eat in prison yard. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are prophets in the prison. They didn't do anything. They set them up. There are good people in the prison. And finally, because of time, maintain a spirit of expectation. No, they think it is over. There is no money that I need that I will not get. If I can't get it, it's not time. Ask my Lord, I'll tell them, go and rest. Don't forget it. Maintain a spirit of expectation. Don't be a pessimist. Don't look at somebody and think the person is finished. Don't look at yourself and think you are finished. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. It has not come to the heart of man what God has in store for people that love him. Will you remember these five things? If you remember these five things and arm yourself with them, remember always, this is not the end of my life. I was in the country to preach. They rented a hall. We were waiting in the car for the person that will open the hall. Then they call for Europol. And the person did not come. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And we are supposed to start by 5. 6 o'clock. So I did like this and look at the person that invited me that. Are you normal? And he said, please sir. Are there? 6:30. And people are outside waiting. So there was no security. So people are saying, Pastor, how are you, Pastor? I said, Jesus Christ, save me from here today. One even said, wind down. He embraced me from this, he almost pulling me out. I said, Jesus, save me today, Jesus. And the man that was supposed to open the place got there 7 o'clock. The meeting for 6 o'clock. When he came, he said, let me see the man of God first. I said, please, go and close it. Go and open the door. Just get out. I don't want to see you. When he opened the place and he came, I looked at him. I said, what are you doing here? Are you at the budget? This is not where God says you should stay. He said, it's coming from work. You have been here more than 18 years. You have not sent a cobalt to the family. In Europe. In Europe! He said, sir, thank God you came. Will I make it here? Is there anything about my life apart from this? He said, I am 66 years. I am here for 18 years. I put my hand in the pocket and brought out money. I told you I made a mistake. When you are putting money, separate money, 20 euro, 50 euro, 100 euro, I went and took 100 euros. I put money and said, I put this money in your hand. Till the time you leave this place, let your life change. When he said, I look at the color. I said, wait. He said, for here. I said, that money was the wrong. Stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. If I finish preaching, stand. Let me pray for you. Boy, Kondo. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Temporary upon you are going to pray, but let me pray my own for you before you pray. This is not it for you yet. You know, understanding this, this is not the end of your life, sir. In fact, this is not even the beginning of your end in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, I'm not hearing you. I said, this is not even the beginning of your end in the name of Jesus. This cannot be the way you will finish your life in the name of Jesus. He said, we'll give an expected end, Abi. This cannot be your expected end yet in the name of Jesus. There is a place God is taking you to. I am praying for you. By force, by fire, by mercy. Oh yeah, you will get there in the name of Jesus Christ. If your journey has not started yet in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, favor locates you. Let me put it here. For wherever you are, mercy locates you. Wherever you are tired, oh yeah, power of God, jack you up in the name of Jesus. You will not die in that situation in the name of Jesus. Look at me. Whoever is stretching you, you will see their end. Yes, let me come here. Whoever is stretching you, you will see their end. Yes, by the power in the blood of Jesus, your head reject nonsense. Yes, somebody say, my head reject nonsense. Now here, somebody say, my life reject nonsense. Oh yeah, say the two. Let me hear you together now. That is one. Shout again, let me hear you now. Shout a big amen. Amen. This will cause you to be amen. From now on, may your life be relevant. Amen. 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 let us to the temple prayer. I want to pray. Number one, the first prayer you must pray. These are my secret prayers. I give it to you from my heart. And I want you to know this is not the end for you. This is not the end for you. I'm like, this is not the end for you. Pray for divine revelation. Pray for what? I'm not here. Pray for what? I told my first daughter, I said, I have very few people in my circle. And all the people in my circle, I know them to their anus. I made me to tell you, Benny. Let us pray for revelation. Are you ready? Let me see your hand. Pray. We say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Am I in the right church? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give me revelation. Open my eyes. Open my ears. Now God will do some. It is eyes. Some it is by sign. Some will have a dream. So pray this prayer very well. Pray this not for other one that I pray this. You need revelation. See, God sent me to a cartoon. Whoever want to fight me, oh come my Jay Alasani. Until God said I should leave. Why je babalak bastard here? Why God sent me here? In Akka, who sent here? Who? God sent me here. When I'm done here, I move. Until I move, everybody keep quiet. All my enemy do what? What is go and send pen in English? Look for it for me. Father. Let me face you, Father.
Father.
Give me revelation. Burning. Revelation of my life. Revelation of my destiny. This is how you can know. Joseph saw that he's going to be what? Great. He had a revelation. Secret, my friends. You are not married. You are 40. I told you of a lady that came to our office at 41 and said, sir, I had a revelation. I said, what? He said that my husband's surname will be the same as me. I said, ah, let us pray. I pray. I said, congratulations. That's where it will be. And this girl did not do anything. 41, 42, 43, she married. And the person came and said, what is your name? Exactly the same name. Damburuba. But married. I said, daddy, I said, what? The man just came. What did you know about your life? Your life is more than your body and your big head. Give me revelation. Before I met my wife, I saw. Ask her, what did I give to you? When did I give to you? What did I give to you? What did you read today? Have I met you before? Damn, Buruba. What did you see? I'm talking to you. I'm going about. You say you are spiritual. Spiritual waiting. That's why you are waiting for prophecy. Because you don't see anything about your life. If you have something about your life and I give prophecy, you say, Benny, sir. Because Motiri. What did you read? What did you see? Are you there? Oh, Solomon. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Father.
Father.
You went to an open boutique. Who sent you? Who sent you? When you are in the will of God, even if there's no customer, we die here.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
But you are there. You say, I like it. Father.
Father.
I say,
Father.
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 Give me revelation.
Give me revelation.
Not hearing you well. I'm not even saying
Father.
You marry him. What did you see before you marry him? Oh, Tijaya. What's my going on, eh? Father, give me revelation. Say it again. My life is more than this. Open my eyes. Most pastors will not tell you what I'm telling you. I am liberal to teach you. Receive revelation. If I'm manipulating you, Oyako Janu Demi. Are you ready to pray? Say, Father, give me revelation. Open my eyes. Open my ears. Open my heart. I want to receive from you. Lift up your voice, somebody. You are not praying. You are not praying. You are not praying. You are not praying. You are not praying here. You are not praying here. Give me revelation. Give me revelation. Give me revelation. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody is praying there. Revelation of my life. Revelation of my life. In Jesus, hear our prayer. Second prayer, Father, give me strength. You will need strength because let me tell you, prophecy don't come to pass quickly. Oh, thank you. Your mother is 29th of September. Yes, I think the date is correct. And your mother is a hairdresser. And your mother is about to go and become the president of hairdressing salon. Then go buy her. If she doesn't stop, tell her to step down. Thank you. So now that in the church she's now crying, don't cry. Tell her. If all the information I give now is correct, when you get home, carry you two play for her. Say, Mama, you go buy. You want to do this? Go buy. She will not stay 3 weeks or 3 months. Let us pray for strength. There's a fair lady at the back there. There's a dream you used to have, and after the dream, your life go down. Anybody here, they are harassing in the dream. I command people harassing you right now to back off in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't just take position in life because it's good. I told you what happened to me in Ghana. They want to break my head. They have not even installed me or your installation. Not fair, delete me. Pray for strength. You are going to be tired though. Elijah said, I'm tired. You know how many people I have prayed for and they lied on me. You know how many people that have set me up. They put my phone call or speak on this thing, connected to so many people, and set me up. You are going to be discouraged. You need strength. How can God tell us we are going to be here for 400 years and we are here for 430 years? You need strength. Many. How can somebody be waiting for 60 years to have the first child? You need strength. And listen to me now. How can God tell somebody this church you are going to build is going to take years for the foundation alone? That means it's going to go from generation to generation. You need strength. Hey, you need what?
Strength.
You need strength. You need strength. Elijah said, I'm tired. But this was the greatest prophet of his time and days. I am the only preacher. God said, relax, John. Let's pray. Father, inject me with strength. Then we just pray that somebody say, Father, inject me with divine strength. The pastor brought somebody here 2019, and when he was going back to America, in fact, pastor said, Baba, let me pray for him. Will he prosper if you go back to America? The Lord said, go back to America. He said, go back to America. He got back to America. They have thrown out his load. So the pastor and one of the women that brought said, hello, sir, they have thrown this man out. And the Lord said, let him stay out there. Remember his case? Let him stay out there. In the snow, let him stay out there. You need strength. And he was there. One night, the police came and they arrested him. He said, hello, sir. What in Bemilo? What in law? I said, my law. But make sure you don't come back to Nigeria. And the police had and said, Omo ya Yoruba ni ni, American police. Say, my mom is a Yoruba woman. And I learned Yoruba. I said, I'm taking you to a safe house. You are my brother here, man. That's all. You are my brother here, man. I didn't hear of him again. He has forgotten 30 days enjoying Chukwumiro. I said, Emmy called this man. Showed him love. Finally, I said, Emma Binu. Ali Ojo Yen. It was Yoruba man I was. I said, wow. You will need strength. You will need what?
Strength.
I told you of one of our daughters in the church here, she married after 50 something years, and the husband was, I said, call her for me. So for 3 years he was suffering. We pressed spiritual buttons. The man said, I don't even know I've married a new wife. Remove the picture. But you're not here now. Remove the picture. He started giving her money. Take. I'm sorry. Go back on kusi better. Inside prophecy, will of God, you feel suffer if you don't get sense. Somebody say, Father, give me strength. The way you pray now, you don't. Somebody say, Father, give me strength.
Father, give me strength.
Say,
Oh Lord, inject me
with divine strength. Somebody say, I refuse to give up. Oh yeah, lift up your voice, somebody. Are they praying here? Are they praying here? Give me strength, Lord. There is more to your life than this. There is more to your life than this. You are not praying. Give me strength. I need strength. Somebody pray, I will not give up. I will not go give up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus, never pray. Number three, you need restoration. There are some things the enemy has stolen from you. Father, collect it back from you. Father, restore back my lost and wasted years. The years that I love them, but they hated me so much. The years that I'm there for them, but they are deceiving me. The years that I've sowed seed, good seed into their life, but they are waiting to finish me. Father, give me restoration. Restore back to me all the wasted time and years of my life. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Wait. I don't know where the person is, either there or here. The man you married is beating you now, beating you as if he's going to kill you. Now, whatever demon that they put in your life that is making him to hate you, that demon release you now in the name of Jesus. Today is the last day he will ever set his hand to beat you again in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You come back and share your testimony.
Yes.
Father, let there be restoration.
Father, let restoration.
Father, let every wasted time and years of my life be restored back to me. Are you there? Are you there? The woman gave birth to 4 children. Took care of all of them. They were very wicked children. They're very wicked children. And I remember, almost 60 years, the Lord said, go and just look for somebody and take care of. Go, just, it might be your church anywhere. And prayerfully, she started taking care of this girl. The girl she was taking care of became her daughter. That girl now married a man, and that man, you know what, took her to Canada, left her name. Not her. Don't be tired of doing good things. God is talking. Oh, she took care of stupid children, 2 boys, 2 girls, and 1 mabruku. God raised for her. There will be restoration for you.
Yes.
No, now to the joke here, there will be restoration for you.
Yes.
Oh, yes, you are doing good things. You are pouring yourself into them. Give me restoration. I thought you are praying already. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Time is going, so I'm going to be fast now. You are born in December. Wait, don't come out. The business you are doing is frustrating you now. In fact, you are frustrated. there's a particular transaction that's supposed to have clicked since it's not clicking. The Lord said, because you forgot him, Benny. Stop thinking you rose by yourself. Who lifted you? Go back to God. Go and renew your covenant with God. The Lord said, the contract shall be given to you.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you're in December. You're born. December, you're on this side. I continue. Pray with me. Number four, you need boldness. You need what?
Boldness.
You need what?
Boldness.
We're preaching in Sanctuary of Wonders at Council. What's that place? What's that place we started from? Custom bus stop. And that day the Lord said, they are coming to attack us, but I don't know who they are, so let's pray. And so we prayed. I finished preaching and I sat down, and is it six or seven people? Seven people wore the regalia of Ogboni to meet us in the service. It's a church of 3 months. So everybody was just saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I have two options. Udwak was sitting beside me with a very long skirt. I can enter into a skirt and hide or run away. You need boldness. So I stood up and went to meet them. You need boldness. Who? You are the mom. There's a problem in the house. You are running. Your wife is carrying you. You need boldness. I used to run from snake before until we got to a particular house, and that house is full of snakes. And God said we should stay there. That day Benson was with me. Another snake came. Ben said, sir, come and say how to kill snake. And Benson was killing snake as if he's slicing bread. Benson is gifted, though. He just said, you do like this and cut like this. Eh? So I was in the bathroom one day and they shouted, snake, 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 in the bathroom. I said, leave it, I'm coming. And I put the word, I said, I'm coming. And I went there, I sliced. You must have boldness. Are you listening to me now? You're not joking, I'm telling you the truth. Say, Father, I receive boldness to face my destiny. Some of you, God will be telling you to do new things. God will be telling you to travel to where there's nobody, where you are going to start life again. You'll be meeting new people. You need boldness. You need boldness. God will tell you to do a particular business. I don't know about you. You need to go and learn. You know, I need to go back to school. You need boldness. Are you listening to me now? Father, give me boldness. I don't like the way you are saying it. I don't like the way you are saying it. The woman came all the way from America here. When she came from America, I was doing counseling and she left. And the Lord told me, somebody just left now. I said, there's a woman that left. Go, call her. So they call her back. When she sat down, I said, you saw my video from Atlanta. She said, yes. And you flee tonight. She said, yes. You came to find out if the man that is talking to is your husband. He said, yes. I said, yes, he's your husband. He said, he's married. I said, I don't care what God says. Go on. I don't care what you are saying. God says your husband. Go and pray very well. It was complicated. Is your husband. So he brought the man here. When he brought the man, he said, sir, why? What happened that you did not come for this woman since? God arranged it. They are married now. How it happened, I don't know. What happened later, I'm not going to tell you. You need boldness. What God says, follow. Now you are saying that, did I say that somebody should marry a second wife? Don't worry. There are complications. There are complicated things. There are complicated things. There are complicated things. They are complicated things. You need boldness to move in life. You need boldness to move in life. Are you ready?
Yes,
Father, give me boldness.
Father, give me boldness.
Say, Father, give me boldness.
Father, give me boldness.
I refuse to be a coward.
I refuse
to be a coward. Not hearing, I refuse to be a coward.
I refuse to be a coward.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. All sisters here, please put your hand on your head as I pray for you. Whichever of you that they want to take away your glory, I command you receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Can't believe you are posing. I say, oh sister, put your hand on your head. Whichever of you that they want to remove your glory, I command right now, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. No glory shall be lost here. 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 Pray with me. Say, Father, receive boldness. It's almost 9, and you know I will not keep you till after 9. So please, I pray very well. Oh yeah, pray in the name of Jesus. 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 Oh. Hey, somebody praying here. In Jesus' name, we pray. Pray for divine guidance. Say, Father, guide me. Father, direct me. You might receive revelation, but there's a way you go about it. Father, guide me. Direct me. Oh, yeah, lift up your voice. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. I don't want to waste your time. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. In Jesus' name we pray. There is a house you have been trying to build, but it's not building. I decree right now, any embargo on that land is removed now in the name of Jesus. Number six, am I correct? Pray for open doors. Somebody say, Father. Not hearing you, say, Father. Open big doors for me. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and pray like that. Open big doors. Great doors. Supernatural doors. There is a door I can open for myself. Are they praying here? In Jesus' name we pray. Now, divine guardian, pray with me. Say, Father, give me connections. Somebody said, the Lord said, go and see daddy. Anytime she said, I used to lie, say, go and see daddy. There are people, God will say, just position yourself. Hold on. Give me divine direction. Give me divine connection. Divine connection. Divine connection. There are people that enter your life. Are you either say, ask a particular girl, what do you want to be? I say, I want to be going to abroad film. Have you not seen that video? I love that video. I should play it for you one day. He said, I want to be going to abroad film. He said, my Bible will love film. He said, but you're supposed to be a headmistress. He said, no, God forbid. I said, but I want to be traveling film. He said, good. This one knows what she wants. I'm kidding you. Very small girl. He said, I want to be traveling abroad. That's it. Are you ready to pray? Father, give me divine connection. Not collection. Connect. Should I pray for you? I should use my mouth to pray it. Oh yeah, stretch your hand. Let me pray. Every wrong people in that your phone and life, let God remove them. You see, I used to look at your head. When the people you know, they can give you 50 million. Yes, the people you know can give you 5 million. There are people you know, they can use their contact so that your life can be easy, but they will not. Okay, I pray. Oh yeah, divine connection that will change your status and story. Oh yeah, receive it in the name of Jesus. Say it 21 times, I receive divine connection. Go ahead and say 21 times. Somebody say it. Somebody say it. Are they saying it? In the name of Jesus. As you say with your mouth, it will happen for your life. Number 9, am I correct now? Number 8, pray for expectations. Stop thinking that it, ask from them. I'll tell you, go and sleep. Bible says, for the expectation of the righteous, feeding for me shall not be what? Let us pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Should I use my mouth to pray that one too for you? Must I do everything for you? Oh, yeah, stretch here. Let me pray for you. Your expectation will not be cut off. Oh, my God. I said, your expectations in life shall not be cut off. Spiritually, your expectation will not be cut off. Financially, your expectation will not be cut off. Let me come here. Maritally, your expectation will not be cut off. Career-wise, your expectation will not be cut off. As I pray for you now, so it will be in the name of the Father. So shall it be in the name of the Son. So shall it be in the name of the Holy Spirit. The next one, pray for fresh anointing so that they will not fire, so that they will not kill you. Pray for what? especially if you are here, you're selling Ikotu Market. Ikotu Market. Ikotu Market. You are selling Tejo Show Market. You are selling inside Yanokpaja Market. Ah! Let us pray. I receive fresh anointing. I've taken 2 minutes of your time. Give me 1 more minute. I'm done. I receive fresh anointing. Wait again. Wait. Anybody here, by the power in the blood of Jesus, any gift that have tied your life again, I command the gift to be neutralized in the name of Jesus. Anybody here, stranger sleeping in your house with you, invisible spirit, I send them packing now in the name of Jesus. So when you get home and you see some places scattered, they don't leave. Benny, let me know. Benny, so when you get home, you see some place scattered, come back and let me know. I was saying that time, that said they have fired you out of stroke. She thought it was a joke. She got home and said she was almost paralyzed. Thank God she recovered. I said, any spirit living inside your house, today I eject them by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, they can't go draw. Somebody say fresh anointing. Somebody say fresh fire. Fall upon me. Oh, yeah, pray for 1 minute like that before I pray for you. In Jesus' name, I pray. The last one, I almost miss it, is fear. Somebody say with me, I reject fear. False experiences, false evidences appearing real. Stretch your hand, let me pray prayer for you. I've taken your time already. I've told you, 9 is 9. Stretch your hand, let me pray. Any area of your life where fear day, or your fear go. Fear of the future, disappear. I'm not hearing you. Fear of failure, disappear. Fear of how my end will be, disappear. How can God send me to a land I don't know anybody? I decree right now that instead of fear, receive faith. Fear to face your future. I command right now, let them disappear in the name of Jesus. Faith to face your future. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you remember what I've taught you today? The 5 things you must do and the 10 prayers you must pray. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Say, let me hear you. Because He lives. All fear is gone. Say, let me hear you now. All fear is gone. Because I know He holds my future. Because I know. Oh. My life is worth a living. Come on.
My life is worth a living. Because
I know He holds my future. Let me hear you now. Go.
Because I know.
Oh,
He holds my future.
My life is worth a living.
My life is worth a living joy because He lives.
I have poured my heart to you according to how God gave to me. There is more to your life than this, and you will not die as a nobody in the name of Jesus. The vehicle of your life that is tired is being walked upon now. You are shining again in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have done for people, they have castigated you, they frustrated you, that will not stop you from shining again in the name of Jesus. Your head is lifted in the name of Jesus. Anybody here right now that you are almost stranded, I release angels that work with me to go and settle it for you before you get home in the name of Jesus. As I've spoken, that's how it will be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Are you blessed?
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and dominion.